If you have your Bibles, Galatians, the fifth chapter, we've been going through the book of Galatians to discuss this time that we're here. And so as we go through Galatians, especially with a day like today with Father's Day, maybe reflect on the different instructions that Dad has given you. You know, don't, you know, put your finger there, don't eat that, rub some dirt on it. I mean, we've all had those moments of Dad giving us insight and instruction, but in many ways, the insight and instruction that Dad gave us was the things that we watched him do and maybe not say anything to us, but saw the action. And when you look at the book of Galatians, when you get through the first four chapters, that's what we actually see here. We see a lot of what the Father is doing to prepare the covenant that we discussed in Galatians, the fourth chapter. In fact, there's two covenants that we saw last time, Hagar and with Ishmael, and then, of course, we see with Sarah and Isaac. And Isaac was the child of promise, the promise that we see was given in Genesis 17, 18, and 19. But throughout Galatians 1 through 4, we see the Father. But in Galatians chapter 5, we see what we as the children should be doing now. So what I want to do here today is we have this time of self-reflection, because as we have this time of communion and we meditate and we contemplate our relationship with the Son and through the Son to the Father, we also reflect on our obligations and what we should be doing. Well, Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 16a shows us what we as the children to the Father, what we should be doing. So we'll read through this, and it'll be a couple times we stop. But in verse 1, it says, "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. And do not be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised, that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. You have become estranged from Christ. You have attempted to be justified by the law. You have fallen from grace. For we, through the Spirit, eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love." So as children, are we seeing this first six verses, two things. Number one, we're free. Free of sin, free of this, the hold that it has on us. In John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, what we see is Christian, as he's traveling, he carries a burden with him, and that burden's sin. And he's looking to carry off the burden, and he realizes the burden because the Scripture revealed it to him. And finally, when he makes his way to the cross, that burden falls off him. And he's free from it. We as children have become free. And so now, our faith needs to work through love. He gives us more instruction as his children. He says in verse 7, "You ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? This persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. I have confidence in you, in the Lord, that you will have no other mind. But he who troubles you shall bear his judgment, whoever he is. And I, brethren, if I still preach circumcision, why do I suffer persecution? The offense of the cross would be ceased. I could wish that those who trouble you would even cut themselves. For you, brethren, have been called to liberty." Again, as children, we're reminded of the freedom that we have, of the promise that was given to Abraham and his child Isaac. But notice now, as children, we have another instruction here. We've been told to live in our liberty as we've been made free through Christ and to allow our faith to work through love. But notice here in verse 13, "For you, brethren, have been called to liberty. Only do not use your liberty as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." But if you bite and devour one another, beware lest you be consumed by one another. So we've been called to use our freedom to serve the fellow saints. In notice 16a, I say then, walk in the Spirit. As we consider this day of Father's Day and we consider what our Father has done for us, that's why we're here after all. We're here to partake of the body and blood of His only begotten Son, the Son who was just as much God as the Father was. And why did the Father do that for us? Because of the promise. As Galatians 1 through 4 has shown us, He has laid out what He has done for us. But now in Galatians 5, and also chapter 6, which we'll get to next time, we see the instructions that we as children have been given. And what are we to do? Well, Galatians 5, walk in liberty. Use your liberty, your freedom in Christ, to have your faith work through love. Do not fulfill the selfishness that we have, but love one another. Walk in the Spirit. That's what our Father wants of His children. Let us pray. Father God, we thank You for this day, and we thank You for Your blessing. We pray, Lord God, that as we consider this Father's Day, Lord, and even the Scripture reveals the good things that our earthly fathers have done for us, how much more, though, will our Heavenly Father do for us? And we know what You've done for us. You sent Your one and only Son to bear the burden of sin and the punishment of death so that, Lord God, we can have liberty to love, to walk in faith, to walk in Your Spirit. Lord God, we are so grateful for those instructions. We pray, Lord, as Your children, we follow. Lord God, just as we are following this time of communion to remember and reflect, that we do it out of obedience as well, to remember and reflect in our lives if we're walking in the Spirit. We praise You and thank You through Christ Jesus. Amen.